6 weeks in, is it kind of strange that this is your second division game? You're playing the Jets. How important are these division games?
Division games are always important, especially, you know, you play twice a year, sometimes three times a year. So it get crazy at times. But, you know each other. You know, you have tendencies that teams do that you know they may stick with, may switch up a few things, but for the most part, you kind of know one another a good, you know, a lot. So, you know, this is another week for us to get on track, to make sure that we actually preparing well, you know, and we have to play well. That's the biggest thing. Play well, execute well. I think we'll be okay, but we have to do those things.
Nick Bangold has shown up a couple times on the injury report. I know you have a great, you know, saying he's a great player, but you wouldn't be upset if he doesn't play.
Trust me, I don't know. I think everybody would be pretty healthy for this game. You don't want to miss these types of games. If I was on the same side or the opposite side of this matter, I would want to play in a game like this. You know, division game for the lead in the division. So a lot riding on this game for both sides. So, you know, if you're healthy enough to play, you have to expect everyone. And that's one of the guys, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be ready to go no matter what being said or what his injury may be. Trust me, I'm pretty sure he'll be there.
That team has struggled to find an offensive identity, it seems, but was last Sunday sort of reminiscent of that's the way they want to play, run the ball?
You know what? For the past couple of weeks, you could tell they're starting to gel together, starting to get on track. And they're playing a lot better now. You know, things starting to clear up for them a little bit. You can actually see the confidence in those guys that they, you know, even Sanchez, he's starting to play pretty good for them. So we have to expect their best. Like I said, you know, you're going into a game where both sides know each other. They know what we do. We know what they do. You know, you might add a little wrinkle in here and there. But for the most part, we set with our ways. So you have to do a really good job of defending that on both sides. And I think, you know, whoever get the edge in practice and meeting, you know, in the meetings and walkthroughs and stuff, whoever get the edge and execute well, that's going to be your winner. So I'm pretty sure they're working their tails off over there also. And I know we're working our tails off. But like I said, division doesn't get any bigger than this. You know, three-way tie, whatever it may be. And we got a division game this week at home for 4 o'clock. So it doesn't get any bigger, you know, and we have to be ready to play because I'm pretty sure they'll come here, they'll be ready to play.
When you see Sean Green running as well as he did last weekend, how much of a concern is that?
Always a concern, especially dealing with the Jets. And they want to run the ball. They want to be able to, you know, they're a physical football team. They want to be able to control the clock. They want to be able to make plays, and most of their plays come on the ground. You know, they ran the ball against the coach, I don't know how many times, but it was a lot. And you can just tell that's the way they want to play. And so we defensively, we have to be up for that challenge. You know, we're not going to run from anyone. We know what it's going to be. We know Sean Green, he's a hell of a back. We know the offensive line big. They physical. They play. That's how they want to play. You know, we have to be able to match that. And, you know, we've been doing a good job around here. So, but we have to continue to get better individually, raise our level of play around here. And, you know, you go from there.
How's the presence of Tebow change your preparation?
I mean, Tebow is Tebow. He's a playmaker. He's a winner. He likes to win. So, you know, whenever we see him, we have to be prepared for him. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to prepare for everything they may show at us. It might be some things that we don't see that they might show us on Sunday. We have to make adjustments. And when that happens, you just have to go to the sideline to make those adjustments. So, can't cover everything, you know. But, you know, that's being a professional. And, you know, that's just going, you know, like I say, on the sideline, you know, seeing how they're trying to tackle us and, you know, deal with it then. But you won't be able to cover everything in practice, and we understand that.
Vince, back to Mangold, in terms of highlighting what he does well, and where does he rank in terms of individual opponents he's going against?
He's probably the best. He's probably the best center, you know, I believe. And I've been saying this ever since the guy being a rookie. He's been pretty steady for him, and it hasn't changed. I mean, everything, it seems like, go through him. Run game, you know, he called the plays on the line slides. He's the guy in charge. That's how it should be, because that's their bread and butter. You know, when they need a play, if they're running the ball, it always seems to end up behind 7-4. So he's a big time player for him, and like I said, I give him all the respect in the world, facing him numerous of times. But he's one of the players where, you know what, you wish you could have a guy like that, 11 guys like that on the field with you at all times, because he just means so much to that team. And I think they understand that.
Vince, you guys obviously want to win every game, but here we are with 3-3. You look around the division, the whole division's 3-3. Does that surprise you? Here we are in week 7. We're all tied up.
It is what it is. I mean, it's football. Anything can happen. One thing, you know, I can't do is, you know, look at the records. Individually, we have to get better. Plain and simple is that, and play better, execute better, do the little things, you know, better. If we do that, we'll be okay, you know. But it starts with practice. You know, go out and practice, and you prepare well, and hope for the best on Sundays. But, you know, it always starts with, you know, execution. If you don't execute, you know, bad things will happen. So you learn. You know, you live and learn. You play a lot of games. You learn from games, the wins and losses. You learn from them, and you move on. But you got to make the corrections and move forward.
Vince, even though they haven't used him much, does Tebow's presence still require you to prepare for him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's shown up on offense, special teams. They use him. So you have to account for him because, like I say, the guy's a playmaker. He's a winner. He's passionate about, you know, playing football, so you have to be able to, you know, when he's in, understand how they're trying to use him, and it's not the same all the time. So he's a quarterback, he's a tight end, he's a running, he's everything. So you just have to see how they use him, but you can't practice all those things.
Does that become a sort of an advantage for the Jets in the fact that their opponents have to devote?
You have to. I mean, it's a big advantage for them because we know what they bring to the table. They know what he's bringing to the table. You know, sometimes you have to be doing things totally different with a guy like that. So we just have to be on our P's and Q's.
Aside from Vince, when you guys get up in games, does it still feel like Jets Patriots is a rivalry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime you play a division game, it's a rivalry. Especially when you're tied in division. So it's a lot riding on this game for both sides. It's a lot riding on this game, and both, you know, somebody have to lose. So we got to do everything we can to try to be on the winning end of this stick.
Vince, when you guys give a big pass plays, obviously the TDs take a lot of criticism, but I'm assuming you look at that as it's team defense. We can do more as a front to help out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's 11 people on defense, and I don't care if it's big runs, big pass plays. It's all 11 guys. You know, we can always sit back and say, you know, we shouldn't have caught this or we could have covered better. But, you know, at the same time, you always look up front. You know, we could have rushed better. You know, our rush lanes break down. So it's a team game. You know, it's not like track and field where you get a goal individually. You know, no, we get a goal as a team. So they have all the, you know, all the support and backing them. They know that. You know, and we know up front in the front seven, we have to do a better job of helping these guys. So that's what it is. I mean, execute well.
That's Matthew Slater earlier this week called this almost kind of like a college rivalry, comparing the Jets, you know, Patriots rivalry. And, you know, he played in the USC, UCLA. Tom Brady was asked about Michigan, Ohio State. What made Miami, Florida State such a great rivalry? Why was it so intense?
Because you basically you knew. Knew each other. First of all, it's a Florida school, and those two schools are always at the top. So a lot of times you play against guys you grew up with, you played against in high school, or played with in high school. So it's kind of like you're playing against your neighbor. So, but it was just a bunch of great athletes. I mean, you can look on that field and see guys on both sides. I mean, you have 20 draft picks or more probably at a time, you know, with those two schools. But it's just like I said, it's just like playing a neighbor with a childhood friend that you grew up with all the time, played, you know, Pop Warner with, played basketball together, whatever it may be, and all of a sudden you're a teenager, one going their way, another one going their way, but just staying in the same state, you know, and that's what makes those games, you know, so high tense, you know. Because you actually have a relationship with some of the guys, you know, across from me. But that's football.
When it was Florida State week at the U, did the energy level, the intensity kind of ramp up for that week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you got pumped. You had your little pep rallies. You do have all types of stuff. It was a big game for us. That was a big rival for us. So sort of like this week. I mean, it's to a whole nother string. You know, you don't have pep rallies and all that stuff. You don't have rah-rah speeches and stuff now. But, you know, the Jets and the Patriots, that's a big rivalry for us.